We back up in this thing once again. Did You Miss Me podcast, best storytelling podcast in the world. New episodes on Tuesday right here on youtube.com/Did You Miss Me podcast. Available also on the Audio Boom podcast network and on Apple podcast network and wherever podcasts are found. Shout out to people listening to us on Spotify and SoundCloud. And they told me that we couldn't do this shit. They said we couldn't bring this shit back. This is season 4 all the way in 4K. So we jumping into this episode today. Hood niggas and women and bitches. There's a difference. There's some hood bitches and some hood women. There's a slight difference if you don't know what a hood bitch is. A hood woman, get this, will fight after you disrespect her best friend at her birthday party. A hood bitch will fight anybody at any time. It's like it's a limit to where the hood bitch. See, hood women are hood bitches. You just gotta push them to that point. Okay. It's gotta be a switch that that's my best friend, bitch. You got me fucked up, run it. It's off. Hood bitches is barefoot fighting outside Walmart. Like
anywhere, anytime, any place, for sure.
They don't give a fuck. They got the bottom half of their outfit look like they ready to go do a Beyonce video. But they hair look like they was like, you know what I'm saying? They just didn't get that part of their life together yet. So,
not yet.
I don't ever have no bad experiences fucking with hood bitches or hood women. It's always a pleasure when I get to do either one or both, you know. Whenever you find out that a hood woman you thought was a hood woman is truly a hood bitch, it comes out, I don't give a fuck. These hoes ain't shit out here, you know.
I think I'm more of a hood woman.
You're a hood woman?
Hood woman.
You reformed hood bitch.
Yeah, reform.
What's different from when you was a hood bitch versus now being a hood woman?
I keep my cool. I think a little bit longer. You know, I take my time with it, pick my battles. Pretty much that.
So, like, when you was a hood bitch, shit you would do right off the cuff?
Right off the bat? I don't even say. I was just slapped.
Okay.
I don't even speak. I'm sitting there really just staring at you. You talking crazy? Okay. I take that back. I was talking crazy shit. Now I'm looking at bitches like, okay. Now I'm more
you
like.
You still might be a hood bitch.
Right? It's like, damn, I don't even know. To be honest, it's really just, you pick your motherfucking battles, really.
So you was fucking with a hood nigga. How'd that turn out?
Oh, y'all. So look, I don't fuck with hood niggas.
Okay, wait.
I come from, you know,
where
you raised. I'm from Galveston. I'm from Parkland,
Texas. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something about Galveston Ball High School right now. Because I know that's where she went, because that's the only place you're going to go unless you went to Lamarck.
I went to Texas City, actually, right in between.
They got you out of there.
Right, my mama got me out of there. Oh, I was going to be a hood bitch forever. Forever. She had to. She did the right thing. I begged her to go to Ball High.
She was
so
like, no.
I didn't go.
My nigga, hey, DJ Money, Eric Temple, he went to Ball, then transferred to Mo City. He kept telling us until we went out there and nigga everything was closed down and it was like a Thriller video. Like, where these hood niggas coming from, dog? These niggas on beach cruises, cuz they out here tripping.
Okay.
So you like what
crackheads at every corner.
Yeah,
any corner.
How'd you get tied up with this hood nigga?
So look, I'm from the hood, right? So I mean, like, I've been knowing him my whole life. Like, I knew the nigga my whole life. But once I moved to Tech City and I got away from the scene, I kind of feel back from everybody. I'm trying to find new scene, new people, smarter people making better moves. Y'all, it's 14 years later. Fam DM me on Facebook. He see I'm out with one of my friends from the hood from Galveston. She got way cuter. You know, the glow would be real. He like, yo, what's up with your homegirl? What's up? Okay, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm super cool. I'm like, come over, you know, I mean, I'm gonna put you down, you know. She come over to the house one night. He come over, it's a game night. We playing spades, drink, taking shots, whatever. She never came, even though I invited her.
She never showed up.
She never showed up.
Things hood bitches do for $300. Right? They come back with a story.
And look, this at the time, we all around the same age growing up in the hood and stuff. And he was the only little boy, at least the only cute little boy around. So, and it's a whole bunch of little girls. So everybody liked this little nigga. So imagine your first little childhood crush that you ain't really pressuring no more. Y'all grown. You ain't really worried about that
but
no more.
But something calling you.
But something called the liquor is really what got me started. Because I ain't gonna lie, I don't even remember the first night the nigga came over.
He just, it was like a blaze. The nigga might have fucked you, went through your purse, all that.
We woke up ass naked. Me, him, and my best friend. Woke up ass naked. Do not remember what happened.
That boy had a good time. That boy emptied the clip out of both of y'all back.
Woke up ass naked. Okay, so we cool. And, like, I just got out of an 8-year relationship. I don't really get clingy. I'm not no clingy bitch. I don't fuck with niggas like that. So my best friend, he comes out. He's basically with me the whole fucking... And it's my birthday month. So I'm like...
Roll back the tape. Hold on. Stop. Wait. You, him, and your male best friend woke up...
Female
best friend. Okay, you confused me. I got confused.
I'm sorry. No, it's my homegirl. All three of us, we woke up ass naked. Don't know what's happening, really. But he still...
We need that story, though. What happened to get y'all all ass naked?
Game night. Tequila, por favor. That's all I know with that. I do not know what happened, but I know it was so good. We chilled for the whole week. Okay, bitch got, you know, we got comfortable. Don't know what happened. But we had a feeling we ain't fuck yet. But we knew it was supposed to come.
You can't confirm that you didn't fuck.
We couldn't confirm it. He didn't remember. I didn't remember. She ain't remember. None of us remembered.
Let me tell you something. He remembered.
So even if we did.
He just was trying to play it cool. Like,
that nigga was
on the phone like, man, I'm for Baltimore last night, man. Hell yeah, nigga. I gas station peeled the shit out of the bitch.
So next day, game. I mean, it's really just us three. We still just kicking it.
And y'all had another game night the next night?
Yeah, it's my birthday month. I'm lit all night. No, we still ain't fuck. I remember that night. We still did not. Definitely woke up ass naked the next morning again, but I know we didn't.
All right. This nigga's Bill Cosby and you bitches. I'm just going to say it. If you keep acting like you don't remember, but y'all keep waking up naked. At some point, that nigga, I be naked, period.
Especially when I get drunk. Clothes coming off.
I mean, that's
fact. No, I don't got to be.
Facts.
I ain't got to fuck in anything. Clothes coming off.
This ain't your first time being at the Manor being halfway
yeah.
naked.
Yeah.
Been several times. Been naked several times. I've never fucked, but you know, it's the energy here.
It's the energy. It flows well, especially with tequila, Casamigos, anything. You know, you feel me? Not the shot o'clock.
We just in case. The spirit feels you. You want to just decide.
Right.
Get naked again. Lord. We're right here.
Tequila.
Look out of here. So look. Okay. So day three come. We talking. We like, okay. We don't remember if we fucked day one, night two. We fucking tonight. Like it's happening. It was amazing.
The nigga done fucked you two nights before.
But
nigga,
I remember
just
this
what to do. That nigga like, yeah, bitch. Oh, you remember that? All right, that's cool.
Yeah. So it was fucking great, right? Fast forward through. We really booed up for a whole month, y'all. A whole month. We get a little comfortable. We go out one night. We come, we sitting in the car. We with another one of my homegirls. We sent her upstairs to go, you know, we all drunk. She go upstairs. We still sitting in the car. He like, Dawn, I want to tell you something, but I don't think you ready to hear this. I'm like, boy, you know I'm 2P. Just tell me, like, what's up?
Wait, when you say 2P, what do you mean for people at home?
Yeah. 2-play, I'm cool. Like,
okay,
I'm smooth on them boys. I don't be tripping. So he like, Dawn. Guess what? I'm like, man, what? Like, just tell me. He like, I got the little essay pregnant. I'm like, the little essay pregnant? You got a baby on the way? Another one?
A Mexican baby at that.
A Mexican baby at
that.
That
baby come with a baby.
I'm like, dog.
He talking about baby on baby.
Baby on baby. So I'm like, we done got comfortable. We kicking in. This is what you hit me with. And I get real dramatic, even if I care or not. Like, I'm going to just play my, you know, I'm going to try to make you feel some type of way. So I go to sleep. We go to sleep or whatever. Nick, and it's Sunday. It's brunch time. Now it's about to be brunch. We wake up. We still not feeling. I wake up 10 in the morning drinking, bitch. I'm really in my feelings about this nigga. Why? Don't know. In my feelings, though. We go to over there off South. What's that shit called? Live Oak. We at Live Oak. First time there. Packed. They be lit for brunch. Everybody lit. And then they got them big ass mimosas where it's like a tower. Everybody got their own little towers. We had like 2-3 of them bitches. fucked up, y'all. So I'm sitting there, it's a group of us. He over there trying to butter me up. I'm like, don't fuck with me.
You gotta go
find your essay type shit. You know, like go get your essay. Like, no, I ain't fucking with you, nigga.
No,
I ain't fucking with you no more. Man, we get too tipsy, y'all. Why I let this nigga drive my brand new 2020? It was a little kid, though. It's really a blessing in disguise. But I let fam drive us home. I stay like 10 minutes down the street. We should be good. Like, I know we all drunk. And remember, he a hood nigga. So fam not legal. Fam shouldn't be driving. Fam already trying to fight two felony cases type shit. Like, should not even be behind the wheel. None of that. And got them strap on them. Stay strapped.
But no license, though.
No. Never had any government identification. No type of school ID. No, none of that on fam. None of that. He ain't never had it.
And why would you get this nigga your key?
It don't even matter, cause we all, cause it's on me. It's on me. I'm really stupid. But he driving fam, and you know Houston traffic gets a little crazy, and especially right there off like 610 when they doing all that construction 288 610. I'm drunk. I'm in a passenger seat. I didn't want to drive. I'm too drunk. He driving. Got my homegirls in the back. Fam, after the fact, fam say he looked down for a second, boom, run into the back of somebody.
Wait, into the back of a...
Into the back of a Beamer. In my little 2020 Kia, y'all, Beamer barely get any type of damage, y'all. My little 20, the whole front of the hood right here. We can barely see the road. Smash. Remember, I'm fucked up. And my bitch ass ain't even had no seatbelt on, y'all. You see this scar? Look at this car.
Nigga, you hit the window?
Bruh. Windshield crack, fucking fucked up, y'all. So I'm looking. My friend's in the back screaming. One of my homegirls immediately, we grown as fuck, calls her mother. The wreck ain't even finished happening yet. She on the phone with her mama. Talking about some, he's burnt. Let me rewind. Hold up. As she's screaming, fam is, we ain't stopped. Fam, through traffic. Dude, like we gone.
Leaving the scene of act.
Fleeing the scene.
I think that's a felony. I think.
Fleeing the scene, y'all. Gone. Like he's gone.
Somebody said that he has a soul now.
Like, fam is gone. And I ain't cracked. Head cracked open. I'm bleeding. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm just looking. I'm going in and out of consciousness. Oh, no. Like, what's happening? All I hear is bitches screaming in the background. Bitch on the phone with her mama. This nigga won't stop driving. He like, shut the fuck up. Everybody shut the fuck up. Calm down. Still speeding. We are exited like 2-3 exits away from my house. Fam speeding. Next thing we know, they are still following us.
People
we hit are still following us.
They ain't got no insurance.
On our motherfucking ass. Like,
they ain't got no insurance. They ain't got no insurance.
Couldn't have. Because why are you following us? You know, speeds, like, he pulled into, I'm staying in an apartment complex over there, through where I stay. And then he speed bumps. Dum, 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 dum. I'm conscious.
Tearing your little kid apart.
Okay, fucked up. I'm still going in and out of consciousness. I'm fucked up, but bitches are still screaming. Next thing I know, he's scared, pulling a parking spot. Everybody hop out the car. Everybody. My friends ran. He ran. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm bleeding. I'm leaking. I'm like, man, what? So I just hop out. And at the time, like, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm not a dancer. I had like $300 in ones on me. It's everywhere all in my car, but I know everybody jumped out. I can't leave my ones up in this car if everybody about to leave the car. So I'm in the car. I'm grabbing all my ones. I'm trying to make sure I got it. I hop out the car. I see where fam run. I'm following him. He got the strap. They still following us. My friends, I don't know what the fuck these bitches running to. I'm hop out. I get behind the building. I'm waiting. I'm counting my money with blood dripping from my head. I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to make sure I got all my little ones still with me. Next thing I know, these people then pulled up behind us. They didn't find where we at. They hop out the car. Immediately grab one of my friends, start beating her ass. Beating that bitch ass. Face like this. Now two of my homegirls in the car, a nigga and his bitch. It's a nigga and a bitch in the car. They both beating my friend ass. Beating her motherfucking ass. So, James, excuse me, hood nigga. he was like, damn, like, oh girl, she done left her friend. She getting beat up. I'm about to go help her. So he like, Dawn, you good? I'm like, shit, go handle your business. I'm counting my money. I don't know what's happening. I'm out of there. He kicks the nigga, boom, start beating his ass, boop, boop, boop. I come out, I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? I come out with my hands up like this. What's up? I'm the owner of this vehicle. I was not driving. What's up? What can I do? At this point, he done beating up the nigga. He runs. He's back on the run. Cause like I said, he got strapped. He fighting cases. He can't get caught. He not about to go to jail. He don't give a fuck about nobody right now. But not going to jail. So he gone again. I come out, I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, money ain't no problem. I got whatever y'all need. Like, just chill out. Don't call the police. Please don't call the police. Like, whatever y'all need, I got you. Like, hit the little ones. Stoop. You need something, I got you. I'm going to call you. They don't give a fuck. Nigga, for one, car just got hit. Nigga got speeding to try to get us. And then he like, fuck that chump change. Fuck that chump change. My friend, she come around. She... One the other friend who disappeared on the friend that got beat up.
The one you thought ran off.
Yeah, one I thought she went and got her car to save the day. Bitch came back, pulled up. She was like, Eric, she was like, Dawn, fuck that shit. Stop talking to them. Hop in the car right now. Come on, let's go. I'm still trying to reason with the people. I don't want them to call the police. I'm not trying to get my little car towed. I don't want none of them laws. Fam, the boyfriend's so pissed off. He just got beat up. Car just got hit. He like, fuck that. Fuck her. Fuck that chump change.
Have they forgotten the assault on a female that they just did? Like, while this was going on? Like,
well, and the girlfriend is recording the whole time.
So this bitch is a snitch. This is assault.
This is a bitch. So what are you calling the police for? Because we both going to jail.
Bitch, everybody down. Everybody
they was
going.
At Live Oak, too. Everybody drunk. You know, everybody
you know what the
up.
Lesson is? Don't drink the mimosas at Live Oak. Like,
that's what it is. That's what it is. And also, hold into your motherfucking emotions. Don't do the extra shit with these.
So did you ever stop talking to the hood? Uh-uh.
No, he was here the other day.
I say,
Wait.
Accidents happen, boo-boo. Accidents happen.
So the nigga's been in my
the
house.
The dick was great.
It's been.
He has been to your house.
He's you been to the manor.
We didn't.
I remember that night. I had nothing. I had nothing. I heard it was a good night. I'm sorry I was not able to fully partake. I was tired.
What's the name?
Being Billo has been a long, long road. But, hey, so, you know, that shit, having fights like that, being around, man, you keeping a nigga around, obviously.
He cool people. He's really good people. And accidents happen.
Accident?
I know. Don't do that. Don't act like my mama and my daddy right now. They was like, I cannot believe you still fucking with him.
She said
the
sex was amazing.
That's what the
dick he do. The net was, nigga. The sex
and it's
is.
More than that. Like, we really have genuine good time. Like, we really be having fun.
Yeah, because I'm talking about like Bonnie and Clyde.
Exactly. How you gonna get rid of that kind of connection, that bond? Oh, stop it. Don't do that to me. Oh, don't make me feel like a dummy bitch.
Yeah, we were waiting to hear how this story ain't over. You got to come back and tell us more adventures of said hood nigga. Actually, we need that nigga.
Well, I was going to call him to pull up, but it's his little sister's birthday today. They turning up right now. They lit. Okay. But.
Well, listen. We need that nigga on the show. Look.
We can't. He's fighting cases.
We got more coming your way. Did You Miss Me podcast. Another episode. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go nowhere.
Yo, to the best podcast in the whole wide world, best storytellers, we want to give you this right here. Whew. An award for being the best fans that we got. Come on over to patreon.com /Did You Miss Me Podcast. And make sure you support us. Join us over there. As well as, get all the new merchandise we got. DidYouMissMePodcast.com. New merchandise. You see it. You see it. Take it in, bitches. We all up in this thing. Exclusive content only on Patreon.com. We black owned.
Welcome back to the best storytelling podcast there is. DidYouMissMe.com. If you from Houston and you listen to 97.9 The Box, you know who we have with us. Motherfucking Nate.
What's up?
We talking about hood dates.
Oh, shit. My breaking phone. Shit.
Yeah, I know. Talking about hood dates nice with things. Hood people. I just got a little quick story. Mm-hmm. In college, you broke, especially when you play sports.
Right. Until now. Now they can make money.
Exactly.
You know, Master P got his son $2 million already. Hersey already.
But when we were in school,
y'all was broke.
Oh no! Until I got that refund.
Okay. And then, that refund check would be real.
Four Locos for everybody. I got you.
I get clothes.
On my dime.
I got my books, clothes, and some braids. Hell
nigga,
yeah.
Like, what flavor you want?
What?
You want the apple and the purple? Got you.
You got it. Yes.
So I was talking to this older chick. Mm-hmm. And she was like really good with supplying my refrigerator with shit you need.
So she was buying you food?
Hey, man.
What kind of?
I didn't say that.
All right. Whatever. She was
not
feeding
me.
You. She was keeping you
I'm
fed.
I'm saying my refrigerator, that the Arm & Hammer powder in my refrigerator was lonely. And she used to buy shit to keep it company. So
whatever,
different.
John.
So, you know, she
buy you food, nigga.
And
yeah,
mind
next,
you,
next.
I'm talking about like 23, 24 years old.
I get it. You got to buy
was
you food.
43, 44.
What is y'all with these cougars, man? Them ladies be coming at y'all.
Nigga, I was broke.
You was broke?
Yes.
Or they know cougars know light skinned dudes are easy. They'd be like, we can break them in real quick.
Hey,
if this nigga need to get taken care of. He need help.
And you know what's crazy?
He yellow. He need some help.
The address used to be called Smitty's.
Oh.
We used to go to Smitty's on Tuesdays because we knew cougars were there.
Right. You went to go get help. Go ahead.
More than one way.
Okay.
So
you provide a service.
This motherfucker made me wait like 2 dates. Went to our house. She sent a kids and maybe a grandkid to the places they belong. Mm-hmm. And I smash. After that, I got another question. Why women do weird
shit? Wait, did she feed you? What kind of date are you? Like, you was just the refrigerator? It was just what?
As long as you got food in your fridge, I am.
You just
food.
Came over? Did she take care of you? Did she court you? He did
the I had just left that Alpha Triad party.
Okay.
You know how
so you was on reserves. Okay, so you was on reserves anyway.
I was on Four Loko, 211, Nuke Juice.
Four Loko?
Yeah.
Do you hate yourself? Nick, do you hate yourself?
Oh, no. I was in rare form. I was amazing.
With Four Loko?
Everything I said sounding good in my fucking head. And obviously, bitches was liking it at that time. So I said, fuck it. She didn't take me out on 2 dates. I got to go over there. It's like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Get over there. And women do weird shit. After you smash, women still want to cover up and put the cover over and walk. That shit is stupid as fuck. I just nutted on your face. Why? What are you covering up after we have sex?
So that's what she did? Or do all the women cover up after they have sex with you?
No. She was just one of them
people. That might be it. You said women, so I just want to make sure there's not a pattern here. Wait a minute.
Hey, man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm ashamed. Like, oh, man, I gave it to him.
It's something going to be.
She was shy.
She was shy.
I thought at 43, you should be over shy.
I mean, maybe she was cold. So, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it'd be like, hey, I'm cold. You offer me, now I'm cold. My body temperature has decreased.
Right, but I'm so drunk. I wake up in the middle of the night and she's showering, but she locked the fucking door, which is the stupidest thing. In my head, that was the only fucking restroom she had. So, as a nigga, I'm just gonna pee in the sink. In my head.
Okay, wait. Let's back this up. I got questions. She locked the bathroom so you could not go into her bathroom?
I don't know. This was like, we didn't have sex, we didn't fell asleep. I have to pee.
You pee to her kitchen sink?
No.
Oh,
She had dishes.
Wait. So where did you pee?
This is where I'm getting.
What kind of bitches are you dealing with?
Hey, I just told you what I drank, though.
You drank a Four Loko. You see, this is
no,
why.
No, I didn't say
You what all did you drink, John?
Four Loko, 211, and we had Noop juice.
Yeah, who hurt you?
I don't know.
I don't know, because I'm like, why is you doing this to yourself?
Nigga, okay. College, I thought I was invincible.
Yeah, so now you're trying to find somewhere
to pee.
So
she had dishes, and I ain't no nasty nigga. So I went
You
back.
Ain't put them out with the two sink. You ain't just put the dishes into one side of
nah,
the sink.
No, I'm about to pee one way or another. I don't give a fuck what's going on. So in my head, I said, oh, it's a new restroom that was in the bathroom that I was in, and nobody's in it. So I unzipped my pants.
There's a new restroom that's in a bathroom that she was just in.
I am peeing.
Wait, did you hear you said there's a new restroom? Are you on Four Loko right now? So there's a restroom within a restroom?
I thought I missed a restroom in a house. So I'm having one of those pees when you wake up first in the morning, and it is amazing.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, and all I hear is, what the fuck? I turned my head. The face she had.
It was her?
No. I was standing on her bed, pissing on her pillow.
What? You got to get up out my house. You got to get up out my house.
I thought I saw the coolest commode I've ever saw in my life. And I am going ham. It's one of those 3-minute pees.
That's why you said there was a restroom inside of
and
a restroom.
And my dumb ass in that hole making noises like, I'm so glad I found this restroom. You know that. You know that bitch never called me back.
I mean, she should have called. She should have kicked your ass out. Okay, so wait.
Hey, man, she should have moved the restroom.
John, do you have class? Did you at least pay to get her bedding laundered
in college? No. I didn't even know that was a thing.
You ain't take the sheets off and be like, let me wash this shit. Like,
how did you
solve the problem? You ran outside?
How did I solve the problem?
You that story that's always being told.
Yeah. How I solved the problem was I grabbed my clothes, put them on, and walked out the fucking house. If social media was out back then, I would be getting hoed right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, hoed.
Did you ever call her after that?
No.
Okay, well, you said she
once
never
pee
called
on
you.
Your pillow?
I mean, I agree. I just want to see how bold you was.
Because my thing is, I mean, if she still fuck with me, she gonna call me. I'm not calling. I know I'm done.
I'm not calling you. But and you ain't even say sorry or try to make up for it. You just never called again.
But I don't even remember what she looked like, but I still remember those purple satin pillowcases because that pee was fucking amazing.
Or you're attracted to purple satin pillowcases. I'm just fucking with
you.
Nah. Why, you feeling like Prince and shit? You purple?
That fucking pillow sounded like a toilet in my head. If she wouldn't have said what the fuck, I would have been still going.
And this is why we don't drink Four Loko. And what else you drink?
I mean, homecoming is kind of...
I mean, well, you know what? No, look, respectfully, you know, you're Texas Southern. I'm on the other side
the
of Scott
at
University of Houston. So I don't know about these Four Lokos, whatever the heck is going down.
I drank for a whole week for $20 one time.
What? Where?
Joe's Crab Shack had dollar beers, 25-cent appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew the bartender.
Wait, 25-cent appetizer? You know what? Okay, go ahead.
You can get a whole fucking boudin, six-pack boudin balls for like 75 cents.
Let me tell you how bougie
from
my mama is.
I'm from Nashville.
We took my mom to Joe's Crab Shack for one of her birthdays. You know, I'm Nigerian. Both my parents are Nigerian. They stood on the table to sing her happy birthday. She was like, we're not eating here no more. They be standing on tables and stuff and shut it down.
If you've never been to an African party...
I mean, but we
especially,
ain't on the table. We ain't on the table when you know that you eating off of. We might eat with hands.
Especially a wedding?
Oh, it's money being thrown. That's all I'm doing is picking up the money.
It's way worse.
Helping the bride
Nobody
and groom.
Nobody told me pregaming at 8 o'clock p.m. is a bad thing.
I mean, the parties usually don't start till like 10 or 11. So you just get ready.
To 8 a.m.
Man, look, I was in an African party, an Eritrean wedding. They had an overflow room that I didn't even know about for a whole fucking year. I know they made at least like $25,000 like at their wedding. That was like, ugh.
And if you never fucked an African, I suggest you try. If you're a dude.
Agreed.
Them women.
Agreed.
I work for Afrobox.
Agreed.
Word?
Yes.
Agreed. Yes, you like the Niger boy.
As long as you don't steal my credit card, I'm cool with you. Like,
you know,
that's all I'm worried
about. We only steal people with good credit. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I never really be tripping. I'm like, bro, I don't know what you think you about to get. You got $5 on pump two, and you are done. So what's the hoodest shit or hoodest date or nigga you ever talked to?
You know what? When I was in middle school, like, you know, I grew up kind of bougie Nigerian. We was in Most City, like in Most City, Most City, the time. I was in Most City.
What middle school did you go to?
No, middle school, I went to Beverly Hills and then Jennings in St. Louis.
If y'all from Most City?
Yeah, no. But I went to Ridgegate Elementary and E.A. Jones Elementary. We moved when all the white people left Most City. I lived in Most City when it was white.
Shirley Johnson? Possibly.
So we, you know, there was a white flight and we flew out with the white folks to the southeast side by like Clear Lake and stuff. But anywho.
So your parents had enough money to get on the airplane.
Don't be mad because my parents, you know, was like, we gonna make it. We Nigerian. We filling out every sheet of paperwork. We didn't got to Utah. We in Mo City. And now we in Friendswood, you know, like they just mobile. It is what it is. But from middle school, my dad, we moved to St. Louis. And we lived in Jennings area, which is like...
So explain that, because I'm not from St. Louis.
Right, I got you. So St. Louis, Nelly, that was like the mid-90s and stuff, right? Yeah. During that time, like, okay, where Ferguson is, unfortunately, where Mike Brown was killed. It's so sad that you got to, like, you know,
reference
places to, like... So St. Louis, so Jennings is 10 minutes away. Really 8 minutes, 4 miles or whatever, just away. Our school district is blackety black. I went from, like, you know, a mixed school district where Most City was white, to an all-white school district, pretty much, with Pasadena Independent Schools, to now I'm like, we're niggas. And I love it. Yeah, Most City to, like, southeast side, then to all black. So that's when I was like, oh, bitch, I'm fine. Like, I loved it. I was like, I got my black card. You could not tell me shit, okay? I was like... Okay, because I was Nigerian, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, and there's pictures. You know, I had a Jerry curl in elementary school because my mama, she was in school trying to work, and she let me take my...
find these pictures first?
During my one-woman show in August, you got to come, like, it's crazy. Yes. It's called What's to Eat Me, this August 28th. Yes. So the point was the transition from Houston to St. Louis. I was like, yo, we got to get rid of this Jerry curl. This ain't it. So now I'm regrowing out my perm. I'm thinking I'm cute and shit. You know, I done got me some black friends and stuff. And that area, y'all been talking about like all kind of gang stuff, right? That area is really big with Gangster Disciples.
Okay.
Their colors, black and white. Like, it was like the Gangster Disciples and the Vice.
Is that a Mexican gang?
Oh, no. It's all black. Okay, it's all black. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, GDG folks, Folklords, and everything. So that neighborhood was that. So when you're there, you're there. And I'm the new black bitch that's Nigerian from Houston and Jennings. Oh, my God. The foolery. So my first boyfriend, I didn't even meet him till we were there like maybe 9 months later. And I met him, we were both walking up this hill in different directions, just some old ghetto love shit. Like, I've grown, you know? He had on a white wife beater and some dark blue Guess shorts. And I had on a white bodysuit back in the day, like from Rave and stuff like that, before Rainbows, Rave. You couldn't tell me nothing. Cause I was like my only pair of Guess that I don't know how I convinced my parents to buy because they Nigerian and they like, no, we buying shit at Sam's. And I'm like, no, we're not.
But you know, y'all had money for flights.
We're not. You know, right? Yeah. Cause they put their money in upward mobility, not clothes.
Shout out to Wieners. I used to love y'all. I used to have the best K Swiss out there. I had my case was so smooth.
They were smooth.
Nigga, what?
Did you ever, like, when you had, you know, back in the day, did you buy that white powder, you know, that white paint to make your white shoes white again? Because that's what we did back there with the case Swiss.
Sponge.
Yes, yeah. No, not a sponge. No. It's like you put the case Swiss, you sponge. Oh, yeah, the white sponge. The little, like, rectangular sponge. You whiten your shoes up. Y'all can tell me shit in St. Louis. But the dude.
If that brown or whatever it was start showing, you, them hoes fuck.
They done. Yeah. They, but you don't let them get there because you're responsible because you got to take care of this because you done got these shoes for back to school and you know you're not going to get more shoes until Christmas.
Once you pull your dick out in fifth grade, shoes really don't even matter no more.
Oh. Fifth grade.
So, I don't know what type of school y'all went to, but we had the backpack closet. You got to go put your backpack in.
Okay.
And I used to be the coldest line leader there was in fucking elementary. Yeah, I was a snitch then. Hey, they back there talking. Nigga ain't got his hand over his lips. Get him out of here, coach.
Oh, so light skin snitching.
Hey, man. And then one day they just didn't see me. Now, I went to my old man house one weekend, and he had one of them cable box. You pay for the cable box, and you never have to pay for cable ever again. Channel 90 fucking 9. I snuck, and I crawled on, because it was my room, his room, and then the little guest room. Just so he wouldn't see me, I crawled on the floor out of my bed. Went into that hole, and I already set that hole to mute before I cut the TV on.
Got to.
Because I'm smart. Boom.
Too smart for your own good.
Put that hole on 99. And back then, I didn't know why white women titties wasn't moving. They was just there. But my dick just started getting hard. I don't give a fuck what they doing. I'm about to hold the scene on this remote. This goddamn guest pillow and whatever towel you're not supposed to wipe your hands with.
Oh, God.
All over the fucking place. And
this was fifth grade. Wait, this was fifth grade. So how we go from the backpack closet
to
Channel 99?
So watch this.
Okay.
So I go back to my people house.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this chick. She didn't have titties one day, had titties the next day. At that age, you don't know.
Wait, what age are we? Okay, fifth grade.
And so they went to the restroom. And I happened to not go to the restroom. She walks in. Her titties look a little crumbly. But I don't know.
What does a crumbly titty look like? I just need to know.
Like you balled up some paper and was like, Kobe. That type of shit.
It was wrinkly.
But look, I'm in fifth grade. I don't fucking know. Boy, I get her in there. Nobody told me you're supposed to take your clothes off before you start hunching. Nigga, I'm...
Well, when you're hunching, technically you have your clothes on.
I am
when you take them off, you are sexy.
I am Bugle Boy jeans, K-Swiss, and a Ninja Turtle shirt or some shit like that and going ham. Because that's what I saw in Channel 99 at my old man house.
Mm-hmm.
And teacher walked in, called me. Motherfucking Mr. McIntosh. White dude had a mullet.
Fifth grade.
I just saw what I saw on TV, fam. I don't know what to tell you.
So did the girl with the crumbly titty, was she able to conceal that when the teacher walked in?
She never pulled her shirt up. But the next day, I don't know what happened, but she was like angry with me and just started trying to rank.
You don't know what happened.
Because I had curly hair and shit. Like, oh, you got hair like a bitch. Motherfucker you.
John, I feel like you owe me a copay. Like, we're talking through some shit right now. What in the hell? I was trying to tell you about my ghetto love story from St. Louis. I done got to the K-Swiss. The K-Swiss done triggered some shit over here with crumbly titties.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on right now. Now, I have been drinking. I have been indulging, but I'm following what's going on. Am I crazy here?
So we in art class the next day, and she's going ham. And the class is going wild, laughing. And you know, we in fifth grade. That
she's going ham as in like going off on you.
Yeah. She's ranking all the good ranks you can have.
This is the day after you saw her crumbly titty in the back.
Nigga, that's why your shoes
weak. What is happening?
Blah, blah, blah. So you know when you're in elementary and you have art class?
Did you drink a Four Loko today? What are you drinking? Give me your shot glass, nigga. What is happening?
That's where I'm going.
What is happening?
So you know when you're in fifth grade, that art class, you got to put your paintbrushes in a little cup of water.
Yeah, yeah.
She going ham and the class is going wild. The motherfucking teacher even smirked. That's what got me. So I grabbed the paint water and just doused it on the shirt.
What was she saying to you? What she saying?
I've never seen a titty go down that fast in my life.
She had paper.
She stuffed her bra.
Not even good paper. It was toilet tissue.
She had stuffed it with.
That's why the goddamn.
That is hilarious.
That's why the goddamn titty was crumbling.
Crumbly titty.
It was a Scott tissue. Don't let go down, but that Scott tissue. That shit soft as fuck.
She was a dumb bitch. You're supposed to use paper towel. You're supposed to use paper towel.
Check this out.
That bitch. You're supposed to use.
Hey.
You're supposed to use paper towel.
This bitch talked to me again until like 11th grade.
You called out her crumbly titty.
But you know, you're
supposed
to be hunching without no.
Hey. Nigga, I just saw what I saw on TV. I thought I was doing something. I was like, this looked like exercise with like nothing is happening.
One day she did, and the next time you seen them, they was crumbling.
Yeah.
And so
I didn't call her out. I was trying to throw water at her because she kept talking about my mama and all this other shit. And I was just upset fifth grader.
So my question is this fifth grader with the said crumbly titties, was she a hood bitch or was she a hood woman?
So this is the bad thing.
What was she?
After I did it, I was angry. Because this bitch didn't already beat up four niggas in
you,
elementary.
Wait, you got to hunch her with clothes on and then you were angry.
She beat up so my
with her crumbly titties.
My elementary was next to a middle school. She beat two niggas up from middle school.
John, you are crazy. I don't know what is happening.
I grew up
but look, this is the thing, and it's always them bitches with 2 inches of hair in the ponytail.
It's always them bitches.
She had that hoe, but you couldn't say nothing to her. She will fuck your life up.
Yeah, and you was, you know, what's pretty much having sex, you know, messing with her.
Oh, Cassandra. Was it Cassandra?
Those are white people names. No, it was none of that. This bitch name was Sharon.
Sharon?
Yeah. I can't remember her last name.
That's the most whitest name.
Any bitch you meet with scars on their knuckles in fifth grade had a rough life. No bullshit.
What was her life like?
Judging by the scars on her body, probably rough.
He messed up. You messed up because you ain't even got no rough stuff this fifth grader doing.
But my thing is, in fifth grade, I don't feel like you lived enough life yet.
It depends on what neighborhood.
This bitch had a long scar right here. She had it looked like a cigarette burn or something right here. Her knuckles. I was like, bitch, did you grow up in a group home? Because you know, in a group home, nigga, you gotta strap for yourself.
It depends on what.
But now I get why she was so angry. You know, now that I'm older.
It's a session right here.
And don't judge me. I'm picturing all the dumb shit that happened to her because I'm still upset that she ranked that hard on me.
Mm-hmm. After you hunched her with her crumbly titties.
See, now
the
you
day
bring
before.
Up old shit. That's in the
That's
past.
Old shit. It's a part of the story. It's an integral part of the story.
I didn't bust no nuts.
This is why you were upset. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, we were gene hunching.
Okay, but you were still fifth grade.
Nobody made no noises.
At that point.
And after 25 seconds, we was like, yeah. And that's when the whole fifth grade found out. No, I'm not hitting a woman. I was raised in a house full of women. They'll tell you, like, you got to take that L. But I didn't need to fight. Once them titties went down half a second later, we were good. Nigga, fifth grade white dude in Fifth Ward, Texas, bust out laughing. A fucking art teacher.
John, I have a question for you. So when you see toilet paper now, question? How do you feel about toilet paper when it's crumpled up? And
sometimes
you see
I think about it. Sometimes I think about it. Not even gonna lie.
Is that triggering for you? Does that bring you back to fifth grade?
Because at a certain age
you
now,
see paintbrushes and the back, you know, like
at a certain age now, I like all size titties. From A's to W's or whatever the fuck that shit.
You the Bubba Gump of titties.
Like
okay.
I can see hers. I've been standing at them like at least 7 out of 10 times I blink my eyes. No, see, that's what y'all think. My imagination is fucked up.
Oh, okay.
I didn't picture every woman in this bitch naked 17 times.
Again, I told y'all, this is a session. He said, fuck St. Louis, fuck my story. Fuck, he ain't trying to hear none of that shit. He heard them K-Swiss and he had tissue paper and it was a wrap. It was a wrap.
But, your story?
Yeah, because I gotta hear this shit.
You got.
I have to hear this shit.
I'm visualizing tissue paper right now and just, you know, realigning myself
correctly. But back to the K-Swiss. He put the white powder and shit on them, whatever. So this dude, like, we both had on, like, white tops and, like, jeans. So it was like, of course it was meant to fucking be. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen him. I've been in his neighborhood for, like, 9 months at this point. He was walking up the hill. I was walking down the hill. We didn't look back at each other a couple times. He's like back then, like what Tretch was when he first came out with Naughty by Nature, except he's like the bald version. You know, you got the chocolate, you know, just like, who is this dude? So turns out he's this gangbanger twin who lived around the corner from me, but he had been in juvenile because he had robbed Foot Locker. And he was only like 16 years old. And he told me this when we met. And I was like, but what made you? Because I ain't never had to rob or steal no shit. You know, like, we didn't get an allowance, but every now and then they would give us money to buy stuff or whatever. I'm like, so, you know,
so you
like.
You never stole from Asherworld?
From Asherworld? No, I ain't have to. Like, yeah, if you don't have to, why would you do that shit? You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I just ain't have to. You know what I mean? But, you know, Home Depot nowadays, an extra plant might make it in that damn, you know, cart or whatever. But,
so check this
you
out.
Know.
The first woman that never stole from Asherworld is coming right the fuck back. We're about to take a quick break. Go take some shots. If you smoke, smoke.
Yes. And we're going to finish your session in a second because we got more to understand.
Natay
got to
come back because she said she never stole from Asherworld.
I didn't.
And that is stupid.
I've stolen from better places. Shit.
What if a better place than Asherworld at fucking 10?
I mean, I just ain't have to. Don't knock me because I didn't have to. My parents got on flights. We were mobile.
Once we come back, Africans with money. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with niggas who had enough money to fly because they're African.
Hey, my parents did paperwork. I don't know what you talking about. They ain't had no money. They just did paperwork. Lots of it.
The nigga.
We paperwork gangsters over there.
The nigga,
you know,
who print Jeff Bezos' check does paperwork too.
Yeah, you got to get your paper game up. I don't know what to tell
so
you.
So the nigga that ain't never stole from Asherworld
is here. I don't know what to tell you. You
know, finishing her
we
story.
We ain't stealing from Asherworld. We stealing from banks and shit. I don't know what to tell you. You got to shit.
I'm just saying this. I stole a hat.
We getting lawsuits and stuff. We ain't doing that.
I got that whole airbrush with my name on the side and still got caught.
You got an airbrush with your name on the. See, you ain't no smart gangster. You
ain't gonna think niggas gonna say, "Oh, nigga, I'm John." Pin behind the ear, Nike socks. Anyway.
Well, a St. Louis dude, I ended up, my first boyfriend in St. Louis, new Nigerian chick in the black neighborhood. She fine, because she the new black bitch who's different and shit. And they like, oh, you from Houston. You know, I got a little country twang over there. They talking about their, her, and all that stuff. You know, I'm like, hair and y'all and stuff. So this dude, he come out of jail. It's like, oh, who's this new chick who's literally right around the corner, right? Now, you know when a dude go to jail.
Wait.
He was in juvenile.
You said went to jail real fast?
I said that before we look. I said I met him. I did not meet him until 9 months after I had moved over there because he was in juvenile because he shot up a Foot Locker.
So how long did you meet him after you got there and he got out of jail?
Like, I met, like, the week he got out of jail. I had been there, and I, like, and we was twinning on the hills and stuff. It was meant to be, just chocolatey. He was around the corner. I was like, I ain't never seen him before. He's like, I never seen you before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why haven't I seen you? He was like, well, you know what I mean? I really wanted some shoes, man. I was like, okay, I get it. You know, I ain't never been in that position. I ain't gonna judge you, right? So when, you know, even when you were young, when dudes go to jail, you know, it's some bitches that are left behind, right? So I was a new Nigerian chick. I mean, even in middle school, in high school, like these were high, like this is like, people in my middle school are pregnant.
No,
like St. Louis was a whole nother place. My parents were like, what in the hell is going, like I was.
My jail stints was more like 2 hours. 3 hours.
Oh no, he was in juvenile. Like these were all, like y'all been talking about gangsters and all that. These were all gangster disciples, folks wearing black and white. This was during the time of the, you know, banging on wax, Pyru love.
I thought you was my most respectable
I am in middle school. I just lost my damn mind. I tell people that all the time. Like when we moved back to Houston, my parents took me straight to church to get baptized. Like I lost my fucking mind in St. Louis. I had so much damn fun. So this dude, so he's a twin, but he's chocolate, and he's a fraternal twin. His twin is light skinned. Like, it's just like, what? But they're both cute, right? Live around the corner. Everybody in the neighborhood, they gangster disciples. I'm ignorant. I'm dating the new, you know, the guy that's right out of, you know, jail. But I'm in eighth grade, and apparently his ex-girlfriends and stuff were at Jennings High School. So that was a problem. Now, Jennings was like a poor school district. They took the buses away. Like, we used to walk. Like, we'd be like, I walked 2 miles to school. Like, it was some nigga shit. Like, that's what I'm telling you. It's like right next to Ferguson, what? Where Mike Brown got killed. Like, that's when I found out, oh, I'm a nigga. I'm not different. You know, because I grew up in mixed neighborhoods. I just like, you know, oh, that's
so hard to get to school.
We walked. And then during the snow, my mom, like, I always had friends whose mamas would take me to school. Like, yeah, it was getting, they'd be like, only walk 2 to 4 people. They shooting up everything. Girl, I done seen a girl. This dude spit on this girl, get off the bus. I done seen all kind of crazy shit. St. Louis was crazy. So this dude, so these girls, I'm walking home. So St. Louis was the first, I had my first 4 fights in St. Louis. I ain't never fought before. But, you know, you have to fight for respect. Like, I was like, I felt like, what is the problem? It's black people here. Why don't we love each other? What is going on? What is the problem?
Did you win?
What is going on? Nick, did I win?
Did you win, though?
John, don't be disrespectful.
No, I'm just asking,
don't
did you win?
Don't ever be disrespectful.
I mean,
they asked about
everybody
me.
Everybody take like, an L sometimes?
No, I ain't never took no L. You crazy. Never took no L on no fight. Are you crazy? Amen. Because you know what? Because if you don't, like, we're fighting until I win. This is never over until I win.
I can fucking respect it.
What do you mean? That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm a paperwork gangster because that other part of me is in there. So I try to use my words. I use paper. I try to be real, you know, so that other side in there. So anywho, so one time, this is probably like my 3rd fight. I'm walking home from school, you know, with my sister and some other people and stuff. And these girls, like, I heard that I was going to get jumped. Because the girls from high school, because the hood dude, because Nyron is back. He want to have sex. At that time, I wasn't having sex, but I was like the only person that wasn't having sex.
What year of high school?
I was in 8th grade, so I was fast.
That ain't high school.
No, he was in high school. I was saying he was in high school. His girlfriend was in high school. The high schools were across the street. We weren't trying to highlight that. Why are you bringing up old shit? You know what I'm saying?
So that means...
Like, now you bringing up old stuff.
You was dating a nigga with a mustache and a goatee. I get it. Okay.
And he was fine as fuck. He was chocolate. He was so sweet. Like, even though he was gangster, you know, like, gangster dudes be trying to be sweet with their girl. They be the sweetest. So my first kiss was with him, and after we kissed, I was walking back home and he did a backflip. He was like, Natay. And he did like a straight back. I was fucking 13. And I was like, this is
hey, if you don't know, if you can do a backflip, bitches
then
used to love that
what?
Shit.
It was perfect.
Nigga, I used to back tuck with my hands under my knees.
It was
and bitches
perfect.
Be like, oh, that nigga cool.
What?
No. Nigga, I was in gymnastics. It don't really count.
What? Okay. Say. He did a backflip after I was like, that is so sweet. Oh my gosh. Whatever.
I'm going to break my knee. Get off this
we
stage.
Reconnected on Facebook a couple years ago. You know, shit changes. But back then, he was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit changes.
Y'all reconnected?
Just like, okay, what's he up to? So he was a gangster
disciple.
Did he hit
you or did you hit him?
They always hit me, and then I decide when I hit them back.
Oh, so you pussied him?
No, I didn't.
Never fuck him?
What does that mean? Now, hold
no,
up
I'm
now.
That
this,
you put
we're talking
on
about
to where
hood dudes right now. We're not talking
bitch,
about.
If you find a bitch on Facebook 17 years later.
No, after that, I did not.
She had the best pussy you've ever had in your life.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You need to get with some Nigerian girls, my nigga.
Nigga,
I don't
Facebook
know what to
wouldn't
tell
even
you.
Of, it wouldn't even know MySpace. No, emails wouldn't even there.
I mean, I might have got some letters when I moved back to Houston. All I'm saying is, I'm like in touch with...
You saying you got good pussy is what you're telling me.
No, you're saying I got good pussy is what you're telling me.
You are the most politically correct
I am not. You just told me
life.
That. I didn't tell you that. People with good pussy don't have to say they have good pussy. Other people usually start letting them know,
I can't even find bitches from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so wait, this nigga doing backflips and writing you still? He hit you on Facebook? Yes.
Did he have on jeans when he did his backflip?
He did. He had on like them jean shorts. They were like to his knee, like that dark, like Guess and shit. He probably stole those from Foot Locker too.
If y'all didn't get the innuendo,
he was a, you know, Nate he was focused.
Obviously has the top 2 pussies in America right now.
And I'm recently divorced. So what's
so the
up?
Nigga didn't even put on hoop and shorts to do a backflip.
You said, yeah, it was so sweet. It was so sweet.
That was sweet.
That he did a backflip after our kiss? Yes. And I'm walking home around the corner? Are you crazy?
If I send you a DM on Instagram and I'm flipping.
Well, I mean, it's different now. This was in person. This was in person before technology. When you used to buy stationery to write your friends and shit. You know what I mean? Like, let me, like, I wrote all my Houston friends when I was living in St. Louis. And, like,
you're respectable.
Hold on one second. John, don't be mad at me because I can keep long-term relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't in beef with nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
2 weeks ain't well.
Even the dude that I fought after he called me African booty scratcher, he started being cool with me a year later because, like, I'm cool. Like, he was tripping.
Fucked that nigga after he called you an African booty scratcher?
No, this is a different dude. I did not fuck him after that.
I was about to say,
that's disrespectful.
That is the worst African joke as a kid you can tell.
Nah, he couldn't get fucked, but I said he wanted to be my friend after that.
If I called you that, that means I wanted you to fight me.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And he got what he wanted. And that's why, again, I use my words and I do paperwork.
So good pussy.
And we just go from our highest self.
Can beat up a nigga.
Deep down inside.
So you a bodyguard.
I can go there, huh?
You a bodyguard.
No, I'm not no bodyguard. I just, you know, take care of myself.
I think we're going back out of town soon. We just need
to. No, you don't, because I only fight for myself. That's it. Why am I fighting with a dude? If a dude is around, why am I fighting? Like, I shouldn't be doing anything.
What if I'm sleeping in the car?
You shouldn't be sleeping in the car. If I'm in the car, you're the dude. Why you sleep? Why you sleeping on watch? What is the problem? Okay. This is why I'm getting divorced right now. You know what I'm saying? Dudes don't be doing what they used to do.
You should
be asleep.
You better ask Milo.
I should be asleep.
If
you
in a car with me, you got two choices.
No.
If I'm driving, we not listening to no music. I'm watching HBO. Oh,
no. While you're driving?
Oh, not in the car.
The fuck you mean? What I'm supposed to do?
You're supposed to be paying attention to the road because you're driving.
But I'm going to watch The Wire season 3 until we get there.
While you're driving.
But if I'm not driving, I'm either going to be drinking, trying to pass you drinks, or I'm going to go to sleep.
That's terrible.
See, that's the thing. No. People think drivers can't drink. When you go to New Orleans, you can't let your driver drink till you get to Lafayette, and then they can start drinking.
John, you're not handling your liquor good right now, so I'm not going to be in a car with you with this liquor because you're not handling it good right
now.
We
ain't going far.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
niggas die every day, B.
Amen.
Amen.
So luckily, I didn't die in St. Louis, but I did get chumped by 3 high school chicks across a 4-way fucking street, a 4-lane street. And after that, because I didn't get my ass beat, I held my own until it was broken up.
Nice.
Then it was like, oh, she the queen bee. This bitch was by herself. Like, and the girl snuck me, which you don't get no respect for that shit.
Nah.
You don't get no respect for that. She was like I could just, you know how like you can go and walk the same way home every day or you just take the same thing. But then one day something feel different. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't know, but you know, I'm feeling some kind of way. I don't know, but the energy's a little different.
Yeah.
And then I just remember like it was more people walking in that direction than normally would be. I said, okay, something's going on.
Giveaway.
Oh yeah, my sister was at the high school, but she was a goody good. I was crazy. She was a goody two shoe. But you know, she had heard some things too, and I was like, okay. And so I just remember the girl was like, Nate. And I turned around and she stole me dead in my face. And I remember I went to my knee and then I just kept on hitting until it was over. Cause I was like, if I get my ass beat right now, I will never.
But it's a jumping hear the, and, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. You see,
I never got jumped before.
Hey, John, I am an African warrior. I don't know what you are talking about.
You can't
there
be.
Is death
you cannot
before
beat
dishonor.
A woman up who wrestled rhinos no, at the age that. Of 3. You can't do that.
No, you just get a
you're
super.
You're going to get your ass whooped.
No, you just got to, you know, you got to have heart. That's it. Like, no, I'm not going out like that.
I know niggas with heart.
I don't.
I also see them get beat up.
I mean,
but when, that is another fucking story.
Look, I'm about to say, I don't know about them dudes.
Damn. The fact
I'm
that
just
she
trying
knew
to tell
dudes.
You, I don't know.
Hey, we finna take a little small break.
We need to
when
talk about
you
your fighting
back.
Past. Like, what's going on? You losing fights over here? You taking L's?
John the Young Christian Man, as it says on my hat, will be back.
The,
actually,
the
you're
Christian
going to
man.
See
oh, this
Billo,
burning.
The person you probably paid to see, will be back. I gotta go take a nap-ish.
You need to go to therapy.
Man. Shit, Lonely at the Top EP. Yeah. He back up in his thing. What's up, John? Let's pull this thing up.
What's going down, man?
Hey. They asked Young Billo, is the show is gonna stop? No, sir, you know this shit is never ever gonna stop. Got the grill up on my head, red lips, they looking hot. Bad bitches all around, yeah, I'm a party hot. When I come through your city, yeah, I'm getting lean zone. Got an eighth of that lean, you know I seen some. Cocaine in my back pocket, yeah, I shoot it like a rocket. Bad bitches all around, yeah, I'ma stock it. I ain't a cyber kid, nah, nigga did it big. Most of the Texas, 22, 34 with it, yeah. Nigga went to the tower, hit two yellow bones, yeah, body shower, call me young nasty, L.O. get it classy, used to have a wife, me, now she try to run and dash me, run up on with the cash, yeah, that's a split off, wide receiver, Houston, Texas, yeah, I get my shit off, down in third ward, them niggas always been hard heads, and know a nigga like me, yo, I never been runt red, but if a nigga drink the drink, it's gonna be always something red. Muddy cut with this forever, yeah, I'm sterling fed. South part of Houston, Texas, damn dead then. End. Nigga going out the dome when I'm in the wind. I hit your bitch and call her back and ask you if she can. To another bitch that's on the phone and yes, it's in. Yeah, we up charger. In this shit. Did you miss me podcast? Yeah, we in this bitch. Season 4 and 4K, yeah, we went this bitch. Hey. That's a rails, man, and you know we up in it, bitch. Yes, sir. Hey, we back in it, bitch. Like we never, ever, 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 ever left. Your boy Billo right here. Did You Miss Me podcast, best storytelling podcast in the world. And all I can tell you is that today we have some phenomenal stories to tell on this show. Getting right into it, man. I got my boy with me, Ain't Shit John. We have traveled all around the world and back again. Now, many of y'all have been asking, where the fuck have y'all been? And I'm going to say this simply.
I think Instagram knows.
Instagram does know. Instagram does know. However, one of the followers is asking, man, Billo, like, man, we missed y'all. We need to be able to find a way to, you know, get through everything that we going through in our own life. And without y'all, it's really, really hard.
All right.
So I want you to know this. I had to live some life to be able to tell y'all about my life. Now, I've been having shit. But I wanted to be in a space to where I could get you guys back to how we started this show. Did You Miss Me podcast. We started, man, with nothing. And thanks to you guys, all our 323ers out there, you guys have been rocking with us. I shout out to all our truck drivers. Shout out to all the people who are traveling around the world that work overnight or in the mornings and you use our stories to get through your day. We got teachers out there. Shout out to all our teachers' crew that's out there still living and listening to our wild stories and shit. Shout out to the married niggas out there that's trying to live vicariously through what's going on here. And fortunately, Billo is back outside. And all I can say is it's been a long time since I've been out here. Now, I never really was in the house.
Can we get another pandemic?
You want another pandemic?
Sir, do not. Not for the world. Not for the world. Not the world. Just for you. Like, for you to stay inside.
Well, listen, bro. I don't go out all the time. So it's weird when I even leave the manor. Like,
that's the problem.
I don't go out. And when I do, it's fucking outrageous. So we left you guys with a lot to figure out, a lot of holes, a lot of gaps. Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is this. These are the things that you got coming down the pipeline. One, Did You Miss Me podcast, it's fully back. Season 4 and 4K. We took a little time off. Billo has been working on this album. It's going to be phenomenal. We are about 20 tracks in on two separate EPs. Lonely at the Top now, thanks to you guys, all the requests for us to make more music. We have made a total of 10 tracks for the Lonely at the Top EP. Torture Souls, those tickets will go on sale with the date of the show for that. That'll be noticed to you guys. And then we're doing something different that we've never, ever done before. We're actually shooting a whole film dedicated to some of these stories and stuff that's just happened recently. Some of these stories are so crazy that we couldn't just tell them in the podcast. So, like, you're going to see it. So we'll have 10 music videos, a whole movie to kind of break down what's been going on.
They would literally think we're lying.
They know we're not lying. So it's just going to be, you know, you guys have seen the posts and stuff that's been going on social media. All the gaps and stories and holes that you're like, hey, man, what happened? I saw this. Well, you'll be able to finally see all of that. Big shouts out to our Patreon gang. Definitely. Listen, this is what's going on to our Patreon gang. Patreon, they're special. If you are a current Patreon subscriber, don't try and subscribe today. It's already too late. Shout out to our $20 subscribers, our $10 subscribers, our $5 subscribers who've been rocking with us crazily through this pandemic, crazily through everything that's been going on and our little civil war that we had. But man, we couldn't do it without y'all. So let me tell you what you guys get. Everybody that's a Patreon subscriber, $20 level, you guys get free tickets to the roast for 2021 for Bill O for the weekend. We got a concert, an unplugged concert, a celebrity basketball game. All you got to do is use your Patreon login and you'll be able to get your redeem codes for all the streaming for all the shows for the rest of this year. You'll get to see Tortured Souls live when we record that streamed, and you'll get a copy of that as well as exclusive tickets to the actual screening for the movie. It's going to be
limited free tickets.
Now, this is for Patreon. Patreon in there. I'm taking care of everybody on Patreon. So big shouts out. Shout out to all our cities out there. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've been getting a lot of love from you guys. Dallas, Texas, Birmingham. Shouts out to y'all. Baltimore, Maryland. We couldn't do shit without y'all. And John, we got to jump right in here, man, because we got a lot of shit happening
gotta
in this
go.
Episode.
Yeah, got to go.
So where we starting at, bro? I mean, you saw a text message the other day. You want to go into it? It'll help
us. I got to.
It'll help explain these whole Blue Laces episodes that's going on.
We go to Dallas and do a show. This nigga Billy gives me this whole, we have to be professional. We have to be gentlemen. Blah, 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 blah shit. My thing is, before we leave a city, half up front.
We got that.
Yeah, easy. Get there. That nigga ain't going on stage with the other half. I don't give a fuck what your fans want. Until I see that Zelle, Cash App, or whatever the fuck, nah, that nigga ain't going on. He hits me with the TD Jakes. Nah, I gotta be a better businessman. My fans came here. Blah, 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 blah. So we leave, we talk to the nigga. Man, I'm gonna pay y'all at 11 o'clock in the morning. Me, kind of don't want to leave Dallas until at least 3 or the next show start, because they have 2 days. Because I'm not famous. I'm going to pull up. Hey, I'm sorry. Fuck y'all grandmothers, your mothers out here watching this shit. This nigga owes money. Don't do that. We're professional, blah, 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 blah. So we leave before the payment come. Payment still ain't came. I wake up the next morning and I saw my name, Billy name, agent name, and a number I don't know, but it's Dallas-ish. The first fucking message I saw was from a non-named person.
What?
I will air this bitch out at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I said it.
So I couldn't.
I said I air this bitch out. You want to hear it?
This nigga.
On six O, nigga.
This nigga. You throw another party, I'm airing all that hoe out. Mm-hmm. I just asked you, can I beat the nigga up? You told me no. Let's be gentlemen. Now you want to shoot up this nigga every party. This nigga didn't care about an old lady party, a kid's party. He said, nigga, you post that on your website. I am coming. Mind you, we got professional people on the goddamn text thread.
I'm going to fuck about none of that.
And then this nigga going to tell this nigga. He responded with some dumb shit. That nigga Billy say, if you respond to another text message, I'm coming to see you. Billy goes ahead and sends 75 more text messages, at least 7 lines long. And in my head, I said, oh, this nigga got to respond because it was disrespectful.
Fuck your mama, you nigga.
Billy say shit that, okay, I got to fight you. I have to fight you.
That's what I want.
I didn't even see the three dots. That nigga didn't respond to not one motherfucking thing.
On the set, nigga. I'm about to give a fuck.
Here we go with this shit. I don't even know how to respond to that right now. I got to do some background research before we talk about that. Because I don't know shit about gangs, but...
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Nigga, if you about to have a party in Dallas anytime soon...
Let me explain to you something, bro. The nigga said he was going to pay. That wasn't the part I was tripping on. My agent was like, it's cool, do the show, cool.
Right.
The nigga got on the text thread. Cause me and John, I pressed the nigga after the show. I was like, yeah, man, I need my money, and I need the money in the morning. He was like, yeah, man, I'm happy to see you. You know, he was cool. He get on the phone, all of a sudden, this nigga Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck, nigga, the contract with that CD. All this bitching you doing.
Bitching? Hey, man, throw another party. I'm air that hoe out. I'm shooting that hoe. Put something on your website. Matter of fact, it's on site for your secretary, the dough girl. Everybody getting jumped. It don't give a fuck. Yeah, you know, I'm lit at that point. I've been bowling with my kids.
So imagine.
I just sent the nigga the address to the house. I say, nigga, what we doing this shootout at? My house or yours, nigga?
This nigga sent his address. Hey! Nigga, I'm over here. Send a time with your address that I'm not here. So if they want to do something, at least I'm at home. And then, you know, I just play a Temptation song at your funeral. And then, you know, still my nigga.
Hey, bro. I mean, this shit ain't new. This ain't shit we just started doing. I don't give a fuck. When it get to that point, nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Yeah, but at pushing 40, it's... Oh, no, definitely that. But the fucked up thing is, I really don't think that nigga never gonna throw anything else.
Nah, he not gonna throw shit else. I mean, of course, he not gonna throw shit else. I ain't worrying about that. Seriously. And if he do, nigga...
Not in Texas.
You know what the fuck time it is?
And a nigga just told us, oh, shit, yeah, we're gonna do this in Houston next week.
Nah. Nah, this shit ain't happening. That shit happened. You know me, I don't give a fuck. Niggas, you know what y'all do? They be looking at me when I respond, but you don't look at the shit that started this shit to get it to where.
You can't do that.
What you mean I can't do that?
And then you tell me no, I can't do it.
Nigga, says the nigga.
I got 27 followers. Don't nobody know me? Give a fuck. I should be the one to say that.
John
shit.
Told the cameraman he needs to go get a job at McDonald's because he's stupid. Told the nigga that. Hey, man, you don't like what we doing. Just go get a bad job back at McDonald's. I'm like, nigga, you gonna tell the nigga that and then expect the video to come back?
I still want that footage, though.
Yeah, we got the footage, but I mean, you done threatened a nigga on his son's birthday party like that. John don't give a fuck, man.
I mean, you know.
Well, put up there.
FTK.
Fuck the kids.
Fuck them kids.
Hey, man.
Except for mine.
Oh, except for your kids.
Yeah, but if I have to babysit yours, I got a good 2 hours at me. Oh, no. Oh, we going to party.
Hey, man, the kids is welcome over here at my house. All kids. We got trampoline in the back, go hoop, we going skating, we going bowling.
All that shit.
Uncle Bill, I ain't tripping. We going all the way out.
A bouncy house water slide. Now the kids only going to get an hour and 30 minutes on it, though, because I've had one too many Dos Equis. I think it's time for y'all to go upstairs. I'm going to bounce and water slide. Invite some of my good Christian women friends. That I'm gonna find on Tinder or some shit.
Hey, man. Because
I have no good women Christian friends.
I'm a good Christian. I'm not even Christian.
I didn't say no names. I was just looking around the room.
You know,
I like the artwork. I would never say that.
To say the least, we're blessed. Ain't shit is definitely the word that you definitely wanna say. Ain't shit. I go to 50-15. Why did I do this mistake? 50-15 is like going to the Cheers bar. You remember the show? Sometimes you want to go where everybody. Nigga, hey, I'm in that bitch. First of all, I've only been to 50-15 three times in my life.
Yep.
One time I went on Founders Day. One time I went with Tamar.
Tamar, yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you how these niggas ducked out on me. So Tamar comes in town. She got a show. She wants me to come. I'm down. According to the internet, I'm bisexual anyway. That's what the world, that's what they saying. Because of threats that I've made to niggas and said. So,
niggas I don't even know, but you walking up to me. Hey, don't you know Billy? Yeah. Oh, so you gay? What, nigga? Hey, man. I will punch you in your fucking face.
Bruh, and any nigga that know me know, no nigga, I don't give a fuck, dog. Yeah, I'm gay. What you want to do? You want to suck my dick, fam? What you want, bro?
Yeah. People are just weird now.
But you know what the thing about it is, dog? I'm kind of in a space where, like, as a heterosexual male, dog, like, bruh, why the fuck do we make such big deals about what gay niggas do?
Nah, I don't care. Just
I genuinely
do that.
Yeah. But here go the funny part. Lil Nas X had the shit that happened on the fucking BET Awards.
I still don't know what happened.
Nigga, I know, because you ain't watched the nigga performance. Like, as a real nigga, why are you Lil Nas X next? Oh, you're finna watch this nigga.
Right?
Nigga, you know what this nigga... The nigga last video, he slid down a pole onto the devil's dick. Why are we watching this nigga?
Okay,
wait. Unless that's what you want to see.
Time out. He did a... He did a what?
Yeah, the nigga fucked the devil in his last music video. And real niggas is mad that the nigga kissed the nigga in his last performance. Like, why are you watching this shit? Ain't gonna think.
You supposed to know that shit really? How you supposed to see the headline?
The thing about it is, to me, as I say this, hey dog, man, we should celebrate these niggas when they come out the closet.
Every time.
Cause guess
champagne
what?
Champagne bottles.
More bitches for me. Every time a nigga like, you know what, I just wanna live my life, wanna live my truth. Yes,
live
nigga.
Yo shit, my nigga.
Drinks for on me for you, nigga. Turn up.
We should be sad.
No, y'all should not be sad. It's more dick available. Y'all just, man, I don't be tripping on
it. It's slightly used. It's slightly used, but it's there if you need it. Like, it had a couple flat tires before, but you need it.
John
jumper
got,
cables.
John got
like that.
John got me through my divorce in the first month. The nigga said, "Hey, listen, I want you to get mad, boy. You still fuck. You still fuck."
It's nothing a woman can tell you when she's mad at you, because women, when they mad at you, they say some low down shit. And every time it pops in my head, no matter what you call me, you let that type of nigga fuck. You're even worse.
I still fuck.
So whatever you say about me.
This nigga's an asshole, bro. That nigga
fuck you in my car. I mean, I didn't take you to my house in front of my driveway. Eh, you kind of out of there by now.
Shout out to people.
Curse me out.
Shout out to
people. Call me little dick. Hey, say, hey, hey. My valet in front of my apartment almost said, hey.
And you know what, John? Get out of here. John, this is a good time to say this. And if you want to have sex in your car, give us a call. 323-385-9734. We'll get somebody. I haven't had sex in a car. Yes. Oh, wait.
Yeah. I ain't had sex in 3 years. I didn't change my life. I'm a different person.
I was about to say a lie. That's not true. I wanted to say I've appreciated all the car sex
see,
I've
this
had.
This is the thing. Your legs wrap around necks. You can fit it.
Listen, this shit's about to get X-rated. We got more Did You Miss Me podcast coming down.
And I usually
we got
don't
some
talk
great
like
stories.
This.
Today's episode is dedicated to hood hookups. Yes. Hood ratchetry. You will see a myriad of guests on today's show and all about hood hookups. Coming back to you next time on this episode of Did You Miss Me podcast. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Yo, to the best podcast in the whole wide world, best storytellers, we want to give you this right here. An award. Award for being the best fans that we got. Come on over to patreon.com/DidYouMissMePodcast and make sure you support us. Join us over there. As well as, get all the new merchandise we got. DidYouMissMePodcast.com. New merchandise. You see it. You see it. Take it in, bitches. We all up in this thing. Exclusive content only on patreon.com. We black owned.